case, you guys really did take advantage of what the free stuff. You know, they walked, 12 guys in a doubleheader. They hit three or four. They made nine errors, and your guys took advantage of those.
I'm not talking about another team. I know they're struggling a little bit today. we're a pretty good team. And I think any team you give them extra outs, it's gonna be tough for anybody. So, a couple walks. We're pretty patient at the plate all year. I think we're pretty selective at the plate. In most of our games this year, and we work walks and get bunts down. And if you give us an opening, I think we got enough guys. Really in the order, we can really we can hit the ball a little bit when we're on our game and we did today.
Well, the first time through the order in the first game, it looked like you guys were just off, hey? And then after that, you got behind, and it was like all kicked in, eh?
They're high school kids, his ball got on top of you really quick. I think Juan, the leadoff hitter, said that he's sneaky fast. He said the ball got on top of him pretty quick. And, I don't think – it looked like it when he was warming up, when my team was watching him, and we had to make an adjustment. They figured out they were down 3-0 real quick, that Gladstone came to play, and we didn't meet that intensity in the first three innings, that's for sure.
Well, you did from there, and you got all 14 dudes in, multiple play. I mean, that was your goal, wasn't it, to play everybody?
Yeah, sometime this weekend. It just happened today. I mean, the situation dictated where I was able to get even a couple of the kids on the JV to get experience and to get up here. And that's good for them. It's good for all the players. We've been up here for a day. I know it's short, but like I told you in the pregame, half of them have never been up here. They're looking forward to fishing and stuff. They know they got a really good Escanaba team to play tomorrow. Turnaround's quick in the morning. But everybody got a chance to play. Christian's been a 2-year starter for me, somebody that you have up in here. He'll be the first to tell you that, he struggled a little bit early in the year, and it was good to see him break out.
Well, he had a day today.
Yeah. And Giannis is a junior. He's one of our top guys. He sets the table at the leadoff spot. Him, Dylan, the senior, that bats second, Rico, the sophomore catcher, bats third, and then Wolerski, the third baseman. But to get Sierra going in the middle of the lineup also with the big freshman first baseman, Davenport and Laskowski, we can go 6-7 deep with a lot of teams and work the at-bats even against the good pitchers and make it tough for them.
All right. I know you're looking forward to seeing Lenny tomorrow, Lenny Peacock. So, Andy, let's hear from the boys, and I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
I just want to say thank you to Jack for helping me put this together, and if I don't get a chance to say it tomorrow in the Escanaba game, just gracious host, Gladstone, Escanaba, this whole area. Like I told you, for 30 years I've been coming up here and feel like it's almost a second home when I come up here. And one more person I want to mention on our team is, if you noticed, I think another thing for us, and I'd be remiss, is Andrew Porter, the left fielder.
Man, he was good out there, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then Berrios in the outfield, like, we're very athletic in the outfield, and we go get some balls that a lot of teams don't get, and I think that helps us. And even though it doesn't look like it, maybe, it's not the flash out there. Some of the outfielders at the plate sometimes, they have their moments, but they save us some runs today, man.
And it's not easy. You're looking out. You see the lake back there, the sun, and so I've seen a lot of outfielders drop them on this field over the 30 years I've been here.
Yeah, well, and I make fun of Drew because I've known him since he's been a kid, and I said, the redheads are funny, so.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. I hate to jump back in after the kids, but that's another young man. And, Leland LaFerrette pitching hasn't pitched much this year and played outfields. I think he did a very good job. So it was a pretty good team effort. So now we got to keep it going and make that, like I said, quick turnaround and play a really good Escanaba team tomorrow.
It should be fun. We'll see you in the morning, buddy.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, man.